Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
The next game is New Zealand up against Fiji. And as we say, the interest here is at the line, Tristan, but they haven't been overly impressive. In saying that, Jerome Hughes came out and in the space of 60 minutes made you think, ah, that's right, a world-class halfback.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the issue with the big minus here, so it's 101 New Zealand, $17 Fiji, 29.5. It was 30.5. Dropped back over that important number of 30 to 29.5, and now we've laid the minus. So it seems we're about the numbers around about right. 48.5 the total points, which has come down. It opened at 51.5. Now it's 48.5 short of the unders. So it's fascinating to try to work out exactly where this sits. Normally, you know, when you've got a number around about that 30, you're thinking five tries, maybe, you know, probably six tries winning margin, but that may not necessarily be the case with the way the well-documented kicking that we've seen. I found it a bit strange that, you know, Jordan Rapana was obviously, he took the first couple of kicks and then didn't take any more. I don't know if there was a little niggle there or what the go was, but I found that a little bit surprising. But, yeah, New Zealand is certainly expected to get their result and expected to win comfortably, but time will tell.
Yes, I'm on the same page. I think New Zealand win, and I think that they look to cover the line. Fiji have been very hard to get a handle on. I thought they were poor in the lead-up game before week one. Week one against Australia, I thought Australia should have won by a bigger margin. It ended up 42-8. I thought it should have been a lot more. They then have had two soft walk-through wins over Italy and Scotland. If they lift like they did in that opening 20 to 30 minutes against Australia, then they can make this a little closer. New Zealand, the key clearly is Hughes and Brown at 6 and 7, and then Manu at 1. I mean, there's just lots of class and quality around that. I don't want to play with a 30-point line when there's just no designated goal kicker that you know is going to have a 80 to 90% success rate, especially in potential wet conditions. So New Zealand to win, probably cover. I'm happy to just watch the game.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, wouldn't it, with if Moses Leota and JWH will obviously be back for that semi-final because they will win New Zealand. But wouldn't you love to see them play really well and then just put a... Because the way I see it now is Australia wins that semi-final against New Zealand based on the way that both teams have played in the lead-up to this week. But what if this week changes our opinion on that? Unfortunately, I don't see it happening unless Hughes does again what he did last week. And, you know, Brown's been solid. Brown has that inventiveness that is a feature of his play at Parramatta this year. Hasn't quite found it in the Rugby League World Cup, but, you know, we know what he is capable of. Manu were... you know, get excited every time he gets near the ball. But they're not playing with an openness and a fluidity that you expect of a team with those types of players in it. I don't know whether it's the Michael Maguire style of play and that's how we're going to play. I know he loves being physical and he's got the forward pack to do that, but just haven't seen that click. And what we do know is that Brandon Smith and Jerome Hughes and Joey Manu can come out and go bang. And blow Fiji away. But as you say, Jared, I'm reluctant to play in this game. I hope we get a really good New Zealand performance because that'll make us really bullish about the semi-final. New Zealand win, but I'll stay away from anything else in that market, Jared.
Jimmy, the other key thing too that I think Maguire shows his hand here, and you touched on this last week, you know, the naming of Nakora as one centre and Isaac Liu as the other. I mean, it just tells you how he wants to try and defensively shut the game down and get this team prepared for what he's then going to ask them to do next week against Australia. So if you've got Nakora and Isaac Liu as your two centres, there's not a lot of points happening in this game, is there?
There's a particular way you want to play, right? Or not necessarily for this game, but there's a particular way that you think you can beat Australia. We know that JWH will be back. The fitness of Moses Leota, and the other one is Murata Niokore and what happens there, because that will change the makeup of his side for that semi-final.